Hello, this is Tyra Banks from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Very Well Health, Eating Well, Southern Living, and Forbes. So, 6 Apples That Can Help with Digestion, Blood Sugar, and More by Christina Mutchler. Apples are packed with fiber and other nutrients that promote heart, gut, and blood sugar health. Some varieties like Red Delicious, Granny Smith, and Fuji deliver more health benefits than others. Number 1, Red Delicious. 5 grams of fiber in 1 medium apple. A medium Red Delicious apple provides more than 17% of the daily value of fiber. The same size also contains about 22 grams of sugar and 29 grams of carbohydrates, a lower amount than other sweet red apples. These apples contain antioxidant compounds like quercetin, which may help prevent heart disease by combating cell damage and inflammation. Number 2, Gala. 4 grams of fiber in 1 medium apple. Research shows people who ate 3 Gala apples daily for 6 weeks experienced on average a 17% reduction in C-reactive protein, CRP levels, compared to people who didn't eat the fruit. Experts believe the heart protective benefits come from the apple's phenolic antioxidant content. As a marker of inflammation, having high CRP levels is linked to an increased risk of developing heart disease, along with type 2 diabetes and Alzheimer's disease. Yuan YY Yao, the clinical significance and potential role of C-reactive protein in chronic inflammatory and neurodegenerative diseases, contributed to that fact for us. So Fuji apples, 4 grams of fiber in 1 medium apple. And in addition to keeping you feeling fuller for longer, the pectin fiber in Fuji apples acts as a prebiotic to support the balance of healthy gut bacteria. One study showed that consuming 2 Fuji apples daily for 1 week resulted in elevated levels of certain enzymes that boost the body's antioxidant defense system, suggesting that this variety may combat heart and other types of disease. Honeycrisp, 3 grams of fiber in 1 medium apple. Known for their sweet taste, Honeycrisp apples contain some of the highest amounts of phenolic antioxidants compared to other apple varieties. These antioxidants can help slow biological aging and protect against heart disease. This type of apple is also rich in the antioxidant filariazine, a potential anti-diabetes compound that may help the body absorb less glucose from blood, lowering blood sugar levels. Next, we have Renetta Canada, 2.6 grams of fiber in 1 medium apple. Now, while they might not be quite as well known as other types, Renetta Canada apples are worth consuming for their heart health benefits. Research shows that consuming 2 Renetta Canada apples daily for 8 weeks can lower total cholesterol and low-density lipoprotein cholesterol levels, LDL, impacting heart disease risk. The soluble fiber in this apple may help prevent atherosclerosis, which is plaque buildup in the arteries, and one of the main causes of heart disease. Granny Smith apples. There are 2.5 grams of fiber in 1 medium apple. And these green apples are often described as sour or tart, but they may be your best bet for supporting blood sugar level management. Granny Smith apples contain some of the lowest amounts of sugar compared to other apples, which is key for people with diabetes. In addition to fiber and antioxidants, Granny Smiths provide about 10 grams of sugar and 14 grams of carbohydrates in a half apple serving size. Now, some tips for incorporating more apples into your diet. Apples are a great portable snack used in sweet and savory recipes. Tips for incorporating apples into your meals include: pair apples with nut butter or cheese for a filling, nutritious snack. Stew apples and serve them with savory dinner foods such as roasted pork or autumn-inspired soups. Slice apples and then add them as a salad topping. Add apples to baked goods, such as muffins or cakes. Store apples in the refrigerator for longer ripening times, or at room temperature if you want to eat them soon. Eat the skin of the apple along with its flesh to get the full fiber benefits. Now, while having a true apple allergy is relatively rare, it's possible to experience an allergic reaction after eating one, known as oral allergy syndrome, OAS. See a healthcare provider if you notice mouth, tongue, or throat irritation, itchiness, or swelling after apple consumption. And next we have 8 condiments to use when you're watching your sodium. And this article is by Alice Levitt. Flavorful swaps that reduce the sodium without cutting the taste. So before you blame the salt shaker for eating too much sodium, take a closer look at your condiments. A single tablespoon of soy sauce can contain up to 1,000 milligrams, nearly half the daily recommended limit of 2,300 milligrams. Here's the reality. Most people are eating too much sodium, meaning it's important to find ways to cut back, like choosing lower sodium condiments. The good news? There are plenty of low sodium condiments that taste good and can even be good for you. This article highlights the top low sodium alternatives that bring flavor to every meal without the salt. Tzatziki. Starting off with a classic, tzatziki sauce is a favorite for Paula Lescure, who is a registered dietitian. She highlights its fresh flavor and versatility, pairing well with grain bowls, sandwiches, or meat. Plus, it delivers a small serving of cucumber and protein-rich strained Greek-style yogurt. What makes tzatziki sauce especially appealing is that it's naturally low in sodium, making it a heart-healthy, flavorful choice, especially when made at home. Guacamole. Lescure also recommends guacamole as a low-sodium, nutrient-packed option that works as a dip or a condiment on sandwiches and salads. Guacamole tends to be low in sodium, about 50 milligrams per tablespoon, while also providing a modest source of potassium, an important nutrient for supporting healthy blood pressure. As a proponent of the DASH, which is Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension diet, Lescure recommends prioritizing potassium-rich foods, including avocados. Finally, guacamole also contains healthy fats, which further support heart health and healthy blood pressure. Pesto. Pesto is a fresh, herby condiment that serves beautifully with pasta dishes, sandwiches, and your favorite proteins. Made with basil, pine nuts, and oil, it delivers healthy fats and vitamins A, E, and K, while keeping sodium to a minimum. Homemade pesto is especially a great way to control sodium content. Better yet, Lescure says that even her kids love it. That one's very well tolerated across the ages for the most part. If I need a kid to eat vegetables, we cook it in pesto. They definitely would try it, she says. Hummus. Hummus is a beloved staple in many cuisines, prized for both its flavor and nutrition. Made from chickpeas, olive oil, and tahini, it provides plant-based fiber, protein, and nutrients like potassium and iron. Many store-bought varieties are low in sodium, but making it at home gives you full control. Salsa. When it comes to versatile ingredients, salsa is a top contender. Chopped or blended, sweet or spicy, a fresh salsa can easily become the star of any dish. Store-bought varieties usually contain around 105 milligrams of sodium per tablespoon, but making it at home can lower the sodium content even more. Serve it with tortilla chips as a topping for tacos and quesadillas, or over an egg omelet for a fresh, flavorful punch. Low-sodium mustard. Mustard is a classic condiment for sandwiches or with meat dishes. Store-bought varieties are relatively low in sodium, providing around 165 milligrams per tablespoon. But to cut sodium even further, choose low or zero sodium options, adding flavor without the extra salt. balsamic vinegar. If you love adding soy sauce to dressings or glazes, try swapping it for balsamic vinegar instead. It's surprisingly low in sodium. In fact, one tablespoon has under 4 milligrams of sodium, which is significantly less than the 879 milligrams you'll find in a tablespoon of soy sauce. Enhance your meats by drizzling balsamic vinegar over tomatoes and mozzarella, roasted sweet potatoes and carrots, or grilled chicken for a tangy punch. Chimichurri. Chimichurri is a bright, flavorful sauce and condiment that delivers bold flavor without relying on salt. Made with parsley or cilantro, garlic, vinegar, and olive oil, it's naturally low in sodium and provides nutritional benefits such as antioxidants and vitamin C and K. This versatile ingredient pairs well with grilled meats and fish, roasted vegetables, grain bowls, or even as a topping on pizza or eggs. Tips for shopping and using condiments. Consider your options. When choosing a condiment, consider what matters most for your meal, says Heather Fiore. She recommends asking yourself, would it make more sense to eat less ketchup or switch to a low-sodium version, or to use a totally different option that is going to be naturally lower in sodium? Make it yourself. Take control of your sodium intake by preparing your own condiments whenever possible. Read labels. At the grocery store, it's helpful to look for foods that are labeled low sodium, but many condiments that are naturally low in salt may not choose to advertise it. Aim for products that have 140 milligrams of sodium or less per serving. Be in control. When dining at restaurants, Le Sueur advises asking for dressings and sauces on the side so you can control the amount you add to your meal. Eat potassium-rich foods. Look for dishes with potassium-rich foods such as sweet potatoes, beets, tomatoes, beans, lentils, or dairy. This can help offset some of the effects of eating too much salt. 9 best beers to enjoy during the fall months. And this article is from Chowhound by J.A. Strub. When most people think of beer, summer is the season that comes to mind. Long afternoons with a frosty light lager, beach coolers stocked with crisp pilsners, and patios full of citrusy IPAs. Yet fall is every bit as worthy a time to savor a pint, and in many ways, the beers best suited to cooler weather are the most rewarding of all. As the days grow shorter and the air takes on a chill, our palates naturally shift away from the light, refreshing flavors that dominate in the heat toward brews with a touch more depth, warmth, and comfort. Autumn is about rich-bodied beer, malty sweetness, and spices that echo the season's other culinary highlights. Pumpkin pies, roasted nuts, apple cider, and hearty stews. To make this list, I considered beers that are both widely available and that capture the cozy factor of fall without repeating styles. That means everything from a centuries-old Oktoberfest beer to a modern pumpkin ale and a few unexpected picks from around the world. Each beer here pairs beautifully with seasonal fare. Think roasted vegetables, smoked meats, or holiday desserts, and reflects a brewing tradition that enhances the pleasures of autumn. Whether you're looking for a malty brown ale to sit by a bonfire, or a fresh hopped IPA that channels the literal harvest, these selections prove that beer is as much a part of fall as changing leaves and football Sundays. Hofbräu Oktoberfest beer. Few beers are as synonymous with fall as Oktoberfest beer, the official beverage of Munich's world-famous festival. Among the 6 breweries permitted to serve it at Oktoberfest, Hofbräu serves a particularly storied place. Founded in 1589, this brewery is one of the oldest continually operating in Europe, and its beers have become international ambassadors of Bavarian brewing cultures. Oktoberfest beers generally fall into 2 categories, Festbier and Marzen. Festbier, which is the style now poured in Munich tents, is a golden, slightly lighter-bodied lager that remains highly quaffable. Marzen, by contrast, tends to be deeper amber in color, maltier, and richer in body, offering caramelized flavors that feel right at home on a crisp October evening. Hofbräu's version leans toward the Festbier style. While my personal preference is for the Märzen style, Hofbräu's seasonal is an early fall favorite of mine due to its balanced sweetness, which is complemented by a crisp and floral European hop profile. It's not overly malty like some other Oktoberfest beers, and its effervescence is quite refreshing for those days when summer is turning into fall. Oktoberfest is, after all, mostly in September, despite its name. Hofbräu is also a good choice for its U.S. accessibility when compared with other German seasonals. Widely available in bottles and on draft during the season, it allows drinkers across the globe to participate in the celebratory spirit of Oktoberfest, even from their own backyard bonfires. Second, we've got Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale. Autumn in the United States has become nearly synonymous with pumpkin spice, and beer is no exception. Each fall, shelves fill with pumpkin-flavored beers, but few have achieved the cult status of Dogfish Head's Pumpkin Ale. First brewed as part of a baking contest in 1994, a year before the Delaware-based brewery was formally founded, Pumpkin Ale quickly established itself as one of the most respected seasonal beers in the U.S. craft beer scene. I generally avoid most pumpkin beers. I can be a bit of a purist, and I don't like it when sugar and spice overwhelm the subtleties of malt, yeast, and hops. Nonetheless, Pumpkin Ale is one that I will eagerly seek out, and with good reason. According to Dogfish Head, they use real pumpkin meat along with brown sugar and spices such as nutmeg, cinnamon, and allspice. Although this combo is the base of pumpkin spice, the beverage still retains a dry malt character that reminds you it's beer. While some pumpkin ales lean into the honey sweet flavor profile of a pumpkin pie, Pumpkin Ale thankfully avoids this tendency. Pumpkin Ale pairs beautifully with autumn meals, from roasted turkey to a caramelized squash. Its wide distribution also makes it easy to find, whether you're shopping at a local craft beer store or a national grocery chain. For many enthusiasts, the first appearance of Pumpkin Ale each fall is as much a seasonal marker as the first pumpkin on the porch. Next is Southern Tier Warlock Imperial Pumpkin Stout by the Southern Tier Brewing Company. So for those who enjoy the warming spices of a pumpkin ale, but crave something darker and more decadent, the Pumpkin Stout offers the best of both worlds. Southern Tier Brewing Company, based in Lakewood, New York, has become renowned for its pumpkin beers, and its Warlock Imperial Pumpkin Stout is perhaps the boldest expression of the style. Warlock is brewed with real pumpkin and a signature blend of seasonal spices. However, the stout base transforms the experience entirely. Instead of a lighter amber ale, Warlock pours jet black with a creamy tan head and a robust malt bill that layers chocolate, roasted coffee, and caramel beneath the pumpkin pie flavors. At 8.6% ABV, it also carries the warming kick of a true imperial stout, making it ideal for sipping slowly on cool fall nights. When I first tried this beer, I was wary that it would taste sugar sweet, but I was pleasantly surprised. Yes, there is a pronounced malt sweetness, but a roasted finish rounds out each sip. The spices are not too overwhelming, though they are pronounced, and the beer sports a slight booziness, providing a flavor profile reminiscent of spiced rum cake. While not as ubiquitous as lighter pumpkin ales, Southern Tier distributes widely enough that Warlock can be found across much of the U.S. For fans of bold, flavorful beers, it's an autumn indulgence worth seeking out. Next, Modelo Negra. Not every great fall beer needs to come from Europe or the U.S. craft brewery. Sometimes the perfect seasonal choice is already sitting on the shelf of your corner store. Modelo Negra, formerly known as Negra Modelo, and brewed in Mexico since 1925, might just be the sleeper hit of fall beers. Now ubiquitous in restaurants and supermarkets across the United States, its recipe traces back to the German Dunkel style, a dark lager tradition introduced to Mexico by Bavarian immigrants in the 19th century. Modelo Negra pours a deep amber brown, with a creamy beige head, delivering aromas of toasted bread and a gentle but pervasive malt sweetness. For a beer with such wide availability, I've always been impressed by its aroma, flavor, and texture, which are reminiscent of much more expensive and hard-to-find imports. Unlike many dark beers that can feel heavy, Modelo Negra remains refreshing, making it a versatile option for both daytime and evening drinking. It's proof that not all lagers taste the same, and not all dark beers weigh you down. Its broad appeal also lies in its food pairings. Modelo Negra's malty sweetness cuts beautifully through spicy dishes, making it a natural companion to Mexican cuisine. However, it also complements classic fall fare that draws from similar spices such as cloves and cinnamon. Widely available, affordable, and endlessly versatile, Modelo Negra is a reminder that great seasonal drinking doesn't always require a seasonal release. Sierra Nevada Celebration IPA. For hop lovers, fall is more than just pumpkin spice season. It's harvest season. Each year, breweries scramble to secure freshly picked hops from the Pacific Northwest, and one of the most celebrated results is Sierra Nevada's Celebration, a fresh hop IPA. First brewed in 1981, Celebration has become one of the most enduring examples of American-style hop, fresh hop beer, released annually from October through the year's end. Malt character reminds you. Unlike most beers, which use hops that have been dried and cured for storage, Celebration relies on hops that are harvested and brewed within days. This process gives the beer an intensity and brightness that dried hops simply can't replicate. The result is an amber-colored bursting ale with grassy, piney, and citrusy notes atop a canvas of caramel malt. I have always appreciated Sierra Nevada for its consistency and commitment to bold flavors, so come September, I start to look out for this unique and fleeting brew. Since fresh hop oils can degrade quickly, I'd also recommend buying and drinking this beer as soon as possible. This one is not for the beer seller. At 6.8 ABV, Celebration is strong without being too powerful. While its hop bitterness cuts well through meat-forward dishes, I like drinking it on its own to appreciate its rich range of hop aromas. For those who love the zesty bitterness of hoppy beers, Celebration IPA is a must-try, a limited available seasonal treat that says cheers to the fall harvest. And next, there's Bale's Best Brown Ale. Few beers embody the cozy flavor of autumn as effortlessly as a well-made brown ale. Bell's Best Brown Ale, a seasonal release from Michigan's Bell Brewery, is a standout example of the style and one of my favorites. Brewed with a blend of roasted and caramel malts, I like it for its combination of toasted and roasted flavors. What's the difference? Well, think of toasted flavors as reflecting bread, crackers, or cookies, while roasted flavors lean toward the bittersweet characteristics of coffee, nuts, or chocolate. Best Brown hits this balance of roasted and toasted on the mark. It pours a deep chestnut color with a light tan head and smells bready. Sipping it, however, becomes clear that this beer also possesses a gentle sweetness and a not insignificant hop character. With a crisp and clean finish, it's an easy drinking beer that nonetheless feels fit for cooler nights. This versatility makes Best Brown an excellent food beer. It pairs wonderfully with roasted chicken, pork chops, or fall vegetables like squash and sweet potatoes, and it can be even used in cooking. Next is the 512 Brewing Pecan Porter. When the air turns crisp, few beer styles feel more seasonally appropriate than the porter. Originating in 18th century England, porters are dark ales characterized by roasted malt flavors, gentle bitterness, and a comforting velvety mouthfeel. They are inherently cozy beers, perfect for evenings by the fire or paired with rich, hearty dishes. Austin's 512 Brewing Company has taken this classic style and given it a rich, regional twist with its beloved pecan porter. This beer exemplifies how American craft brewers have reimagined traditional recipes. By incorporating roasted Texas pecans into the brewing process, 512 adds a distinctively nutty sweetness that amplifies the porter's natural chocolate and coffee notes. While I'm not always a fan of sweet beers, I find this one offers a pleasant unfolding of various flavors, nutty, roasty, and some sweetness, and a gentle, bitter finish. While it is a bit sweeter than I normally like in a beer, 512 Pecan Porter balances maple and honey notes with other flavors that keep the sugar in check. Brasserie de Chouf La Chouf. When the cool winds of fall start to blow, Belgian ales offer a comforting flavor alternative to lighter summer beers. La Chouf, brewed by Brasserie de Chouf in the Ardennes region of Belgium, is a classic blonde ale that manages to be both approachable and full of character. Brewed in centuries-old pioneered by Belgian monks and nuns, Le Chouf is now widely distributed across the world. Known for its gnome mascot and whimsical branding, La Chouf has earned a loyal global following while remaining deeply rooted in Belgian brewing tradition. This unfiltered blonde ale, served in a classic stubby bottle, pours a hazy golden color with a frosty white head. This beer makes me think of fall, largely due to its nose. Belgian yeasts impart aromas of spice, cinnamon, clove, coriander, and black pepper that I associate with fall cooking. On the palate, it balances soft malt sweetness with herbal and spicy notes, creating a layered flavor profile that feels both refreshing and warming. At 8% ABV, La Chouf is a little boozy, making it especially fitting for crisp autumn evenings. Scheinerbach. Though often associated with warm Texas evenings and barbecue pits, Scheinerbach also shines as a fall beer. First brewed in 1913 and now the flagship of Spotzel Brewery in Scheiner, Texas, this dark lager has been winning fans over for over a century. Brewed by descendants of German and Czech immigrants, it reflects old-world brewing traditions filtered through a distinctly Texan lens. Scheinerbach has a light body, but its ruby-brown color reminds me of fall foliage. Its aroma, while slightly toasty, is not overpowering, and its flavor goes in the same direction, refreshing and light, but still a bit malty and sharp at the end. At 4.4 ABV, it remains highly drinkable, making it a favorite in my house for large autumn gatherings, at which a stronger beer would be overkill. Methodology. So, as mentioned in the introduction, I selected these beers based on a few main characteristics. First, I tried not to repeat styles to avoid the monotony of endless pumpkin beers and spiced ales. Secondly, I did my best to select beers that reflected the diverse flavors and circumstances of autumn, a season that encompasses both its September barbecues and Thanksgiving feasts. That's why I included a few lighter, more quaffable beers such alongside rich, warming styles. I tried to think about autumn flavors beyond beers brewed explicitly with spices, as well as autumn as a time of harvest. Finally, I tried to include beers that are widely accessible in many markets in the U.S. and that represent an array of price points. While Warlock may be a hard sell for some at $15 plus for a 4-pack, I also included much more affordable options like Scheinerbach and Modelo Negra. Read more at www.chowhound.com. And again, this article was entitled Best Fall Beers Info List.